So, again, our teaching this morning is coming from Destroying the Spirit of Rejection by Apostle John Eckhart. And as we open up here, our opening scripture is found in Isaiah 42, verses 22 through 23. It says, "But this is a people robbed and despoiled. They are all snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey, and no one delivers. For a spoil, and no one says, restore them. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come?" All right, again, that's Isaiah 42, 22 through 23. And we're going to get in that scripture a little bit and find out what Isaiah is talking about. But as we open here, we understand that rejection is one of the most demonic and destructive spirits that can enter a person's life. It is literally a spoiler. So now as we begin to go through this teaching in this book, I want you to remember that word, a spoiler. And we know what happens when something is spoiled. You can't use it. It's not fit for its intended use. So if you're dealing with the spirit of rejection, or you're under a spirit of rejection, or the spirit of rejection comes to suppress you and operate in your life, please understand that it's a spoiler, and it will keep you from fulfilling your purpose. So one of the meanings of the verb spoil is ruin. Therefore, we see that rejection can ruin every life it encounters. The enemy uses rejection to rob people of their dignity, identity, position, power, and authority. Rejection wreaks havoc on people's lives, preventing them from experiencing the fullness and blessing of God. Rejection can be as simple as being told no or being turned down for an opportunity we wanted. And so one of the things I notice is that many people in the body of Christ deal with this spirit, and even those who are gifted in some area, because what often happens is we'll have a gift or we'll have a talent, ability to do something. Let's say we can preach, we can pray, and we can prophesy, and leadership in the church may not be recognizing you, or they may not recognize that person, or perhaps they see the skill, the gift, and the talent, but they also see that there are some major character issues that are in the person's life that need to be worked on. If not, it will be a stumbling stone or a block to them. And so what happens is oftentimes these people are suffering from a spirit of rejection, but all it is they really need to do is learn how to submit to the work of the Holy Spirit and submit to the authority that they're under so that they can get their character together and they won't have to be rejected. And so rejection can escalate to being told we don't fit in or we don't belong. We experience rejection on a regular basis at these levels. So everybody's experiencing rejection some way, somehow, somewhere, all right? So, I mean, it's just there. It's a part of life. But we understand that some people, because they've not received, especially early on at a young age, the nourishment and their identity and the security that they should have as a child because of the things they've gone through, they have to deal with that spirit even more than others. And so we even reject things that don't work for us. So we experience rejection on a regular basis at these levels, but we also experience, or we reject things that are not working for us. But the most damaging kind of rejection begins very early in life, many times through some kind of abuse, abandonment, or lack of love and affection from a parent. Okay, so we see here now, there's something going on here in the childhood. When we look at these atrocities that we see taking place in our society, and we even see situation with this young man in Florida who killed the 17 people at his school, in his former school. Now, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or an investigator to see. Just by looking at him, you can see that definitely he was dealing with some strong rejection there. And so now this type of rejection is common to many and sets us off on an unstable course in life that makes it difficult to handle any other rejection that we are sure to come in contact with. We try all kinds of ways to cover up rejection. So now, when people are being rejected, oftentimes they don't understand that's what's happening. They just know they have this feeling of not being appreciated, not being liked, not being wanted, not being honored, not being used, not being picked like other people. And so they just know there's this feeling that's there, and they might not identify it as rejection. But what happens is it begins to respond. And so rejection often responds through people-pleasing, through attention-seeking, through perfectionism, through anger and bitterness, through hard-heartedness, pride, isolation, addiction to drugs or alcohol. Of course, because now they're trying to find some type of fulfillment to fill that void of not being accepted, and through sexual promiscuity. So we use any number of things to either gain love and acceptance or to protect ourselves from being hurt again. Rejection is a vicious cycle that takes us deeper and deeper into sin and destruction. After it does its damage, rejection leaves lives desolated and in ruins. So now let's talk about our theme scripture here this morning before we wrap this up today, because we have a lot to think about and a little discussion before we go and we hit our prayer points this morning. But in Isaiah 42, verses 22 through 23, the prophet Isaiah reveals the condition of the people of Israel after multiple attacks from surrounding enemies had left them desolated and in ruin. So now I want you to examine your life, and I want you to think about the places in your life that are desolate and in ruin. Think about the hurt. Think about the pain you're experiencing, the disappointment you've experienced. I want you to think about how the enemy has wreaked havoc in your life. Now, when you think about Isaiah, or when we look at Isaiah 42, we see these verses give a picture of what our lives are like after we have been raided and ravished by the enemy. Have you ever been robbed? If so, you know it's not a good feeling. You feel violated, exposed, unprotected, and vulnerable. All right? So now if you've ever been robbed, you feel like that. I know there are some people who may be on this phone who've been robbed before. And so this is the same feeling that messes with your psyche when the spirit of rejection is there. Because what happens is it seeks to take away from you. It seeks to take away your identity and your purpose and to hinder you so that you will not fulfill the God-ordained mandate on your life. So now Isaiah said this. He said the Israelites were snared in holes. They were snared in holes, H-O-L-E-S, and they were hidden in prison houses. So now that's another terrible condition, to be in a hole and in a prison. It's the feeling of being held captive and bound and not free to do anything. And I submit to you that I see this very often in the church. When I say the church, I mean people in the church who are dealing with that spirit of rejection. They feel as though they're stuck, they're bound, they can't fulfill their purpose, they can't do what they feel God has called them to do, and they're dealing with that spirit of rejection. But remember I said oftentimes what's happening is it's not so much that someone's trying to hold them back, but there are character flaws, there are issues that they have not dealt with that need to be dealt with so that they can move forward in their calling. Now, verse 22 also says they are for a prey. Now, that word prey, P-R-E-Y, refers to being hunted, chased, or pursued. So now they're open to the enemy. And I have witnessed so many people always talking about the devil, and they act like the devil is knocking on their door to beat them down every day. And it's so interesting because you say, wow, you know, you're not even really doing anything for the kingdom, but yet the devil is beating you up every day. So you can only imagine what people who are really out there, who are really making things happen in the kingdom, I mean, what's going on with them? You mean to tell me the devil's not messing with them? But see, when you have a spirit of rejection, it's as though you're a prey to the enemy. And the Bible describes the enemy, Satan, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so you're open to that spirit of feeling hunted and chased and pursued. And this is probably the worst part of the passage of Scripture that says in verse 22 of Isaiah, it says, and no one delivers. Oh, my goodness, you mean to tell me there's no relief for these people? What's going on with that? And no one delivers? So there was no deliverance in sight for the people of Israel. It seemed there was no one who could do anything about their being in that situation. There was no one who would speak the word restore. Now, we know that there is one coming, or there was one that was coming, who would bring restoration to Israel, who would break them out of their prison, and who would bring them into a place of fruitfulness and abundance. And, of course, that one is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we're going to get into this more as we go forth and as I, you know, do my part in this teaching. But I wanted to this morning to expose that spirit and to give you insight on it so that if you feel that it's operating in your life, this is the season and this is the time for you to be delivered, beloved, because Jesus is our deliverer, and he came to accept us despite our shortcomings. And what now has to happen is when we receive the full acceptance of the Lord, now what we have to do is we have to be willing to allow his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into the truth that we need to walk in, so that now we won't allow that spirit to control us, so that now we can, in fact, do what we need to do and operate in the way that we need to operate to receive the deliverance that we need to receive. Father, I thank you and I bless you and I praise you for this lesson on destroying the spirit of rejection. I thank you that we can receive the love and the acceptance that you have for us. And Lord, we know that you love us, and because you love us, that is the reason why you would not leave us the same. You do come to challenge us. There are things in our lives that we need to get right. And may we not feel rejected when we are called on the carpet. May we not feel rejected when we realize that there's growth and maturity that needs to take place. There are character flaws that need to be dealt with. May we not suffer from the spirit of rejection, but may we receive in the name of Jesus correction. I declare that this is the season where the people of God will be open to correction, but they will not, oh God, operate in rejection because of the spirit of rebellion that comes and keeps them from receiving the correction. We bind every spirit the enemy has come to thwart their destiny, every spirit the enemy would use to hold them back and keep them from operating their God-ordained purpose and calling. And we release in the name of Jesus the wisdom of God to infiltrate their hearts. We release in the name of Jesus revelation, knowledge, and insight, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened so that they can see your purpose and plan for their lives, and they would not allow themselves to operate in this spirit or under this spirit. But in the name of Jesus, we declare this is a season of maturity and clarity for the people of God, so that we can do the work that you've called us to do without hindrance. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we praise you. It is Jesus, in Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen and hallelujah.